the pillar of cloud and fire, the light in darkness, our teacher, helper of the helpless, our redeemer and friend, the all-powerful God. We exalt you this morning in the name of Jesus. It's great to have you here today, the Friday 27th January 2023. Today's theme is Assessing the Promises and Prophecies. Memory verse, Acts chapter 16, verse 17. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." Bible passage, Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 4 to 7. I take 5. "For if you thoroughly change your ways and your behavior, if you thoroughly and honestly practice justice between a man and his neighbor." Message of Victory. Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 23 says, "Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil. If a leopard can't change its skin, then it will be almost impossible for you to change your basic personality, habits, and way of life, except you are helped by the Holy Spirit. The weakness you aren't ready to trade off for strength of the Spirit will imprison you perpetually. Do you know why the giant in you still slips away? Your weaknesses have overpowered it from taking you to your next level. The love and excessiveness for sleep, sex, alcohol, money, and fame are weaknesses, habits that have and are leading many to the land of unfulfillment." Proverbs chapter 20, verse 13. Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. "If you want to be great, sit with achievers in your field, with a top up by living and walking in the Spirit." Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." You must change who you are to become what you are destined to be. Genesis chapter 32, verse 27 to 28. "Let the Spirit take charge to suppress your internal and external enemies. You can't afford to be ignorant of the devices of the devil if you want to make progress." 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Paul rebuked and cast out the spirit which hindered the effectiveness of their prayers. Acts chapter 16, verse 16 to 18. "The enemies you retained retard your progress and manifestation." Gehazi would have become the next best prophet for Israel to behold, but his greed became his doom. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 20 to 27. "Don't let the unseen forces in you destroy what the world awaits." Hebrews chapter 3, verse 11. Matthew chapter 7, verse 20 says, "Wherefore, by their fruit ye shall know them." Don't pick a job, contract, or spouse without checking with the Holy Spirit. For many great promises and prophecies have been stolen or derailed. You can't discover who a man is except by the help of God. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 says, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. If you don't strive to inherit all the promises meant for you, you would live worse than an ordinary life. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. You had better fulfilled all the good prophecies of God for your life, as Abraham did, and also enjoyed by his children and descendants. Have you been deceived and deprived of your future by any fake pastor or prophet? Cry to God today to help you reestablish his promises for your life. Don't lose hope, for help is at the door. Psalm 20, verse 2. Dorcas received the promise of long life. Hence, she was restored to life because of her welfare to the widows and less privileged. Acts chapter 9, verse 36 to 40. Call to action. Avoid the promises from fake prophets like pests, but seek the help of the Spirit to receive your promises. Prophetic prayers, declaration, and tongue of fire. Join me to give thanks to God this morning. You are the helper of the helpless. We are grateful for your manifesting your promises and prophecies in our lives. We are grateful for life, salvation, and deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. My God, my Father, I pray for every listener this morning to be crucified in Christ by faith today, so that they will fully be alive to you and to start a new life in the name of Jesus Christ. Meke keri alaka tobo, mante lis keri bobobo, man shikaranda yigada. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me this morning, you will partake of the divine nature of God in Christ to enjoy the precious promises reserved for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, in kata pralinda, Mary ogogo linda gagagaye, melus kataba in the breaker la shikada. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will never have in your life, family and work, a better yesterday than any of the properties of the devil in your life to avoid his unsolicited visit. In the name of Jesus Christ, mentegege limra gadanta sibrige baburu oleanga yelegegege brunta kasaya. In the name of Jesus Christ, Fresh Spring Daily Devotional FSDD is one of the best widely read and listened devotional. Please share it to spread the gospel of Christ. You can also visit our FSDD website at www.ocmnation.onpodium.com to subscribe. We encourage you to worship with us to experience the world, worship and winning at 12B Ashiria Kofa Street off Adetola Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. For prayers, counseling and deliverance, please send your prayer request to Olive Christian Ministry 2017 at gmail.com or via the following WhatsApp number +234 8023 18 18 57. I remain your Olumide Salako. Good morning, and may God bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus. Praise the God of our salvation. Hallelujah.